The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Sure enough, Skippy Doo-Wah, good morning. It's a Saturday, March 30, 2024. Tomorrow is Easter, 710 KNUS and our weather. 65 will be the high, tomorrow 63, and 45 tomorrow, Easter, Sunday 63, and 45 on Monday, and the rain comes back. People who can't stomach Donald Trump or Joe Biden, known as double haters. And apparently this election, they're all the rage, and yes, very likely to decide the presidential contest, with most people will come around, they believe, October, November, to support one of the two major nominees, even if it means holding their noses. Can you relate? Can you find yourself a double hater? Are you one? 303-696-1971. Quickly, it's Danny Kaplis, and I'm telling you about this law firm, and Danny's believed to be the only attorney, this firm is Dan's firm, the only lawyers in Colorado history to win five straight multimillion dollar jury verdicts in motor vehicle crash cases. The partners that Dan has, the largest truck crash jury verdict in Colorado history. The firm's history of seven and eight figure settlements and verdicts speaks for themselves. I talk about my family when we needed an attorney, and it was Dan. They're a firm where good people, all walks of life, without regard of ability to pay, get the level of legal representation only the rich and powerful enjoy. Danny's law firm believes talks cheap, experience counts, results matter. The firm would be happy to share with you its track record. If you have a question, the Kaplis firm is there. People that who you hire says so much about you to everybody involved in the case. They suggest you choose a firm that shares your values, and Danny's firm believes the core values have been the foundation of their success: faith, integrity, hard work, and dedication to righteous causes. He's my friend. If you need his help, you give him a call, 303-770-5551, 303-770-5551, or on the internet, it's Kaplis, C-A-P-L-I-S, DanKaplisLaw.com. All right, here we go. We begin with Mike. Hey, Mike, thank you very much for calling. You're on the air. Mike.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
Yes, good morning, Peter. I'm here.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling about your topic about the double haters, and I just need to make just a couple of comments and then a little bit of a statement. It is unfortunate. In fact, it's incredibly sad that we have Joe Biden as president of this country because people hated Donald Trump and voted for a clearly unqualified, incompetent person to hold that presidency because of their hate for the other candidate. We cannot continue to do that. We have to be able to look at the candidates, as flawed as they may be, and try to decide which holds the better policy for this country. I think under that scenario, how can you not vote for Donald Trump?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. Go slow here.
Okay.
What's happened since the end of his term, and just what I've witnessed is a stomach turner. And then we'll get away from it because it's almost hackneyed, but had he become the lion in winter, had he become the government in exile and gone to Mar-a-Lago and not come up with all the lies and insanity and the stuff that now Eastman will be disbarred for, and just been Donald Trump, he'd walk this back in. But I've lost my respect. And there isn't, and I never had respect for Joe Biden. I share that with you. So what do you think, what's your best guess on what's going to happen?
Well, again, I think if people look, I'll just talk about my own situation. This border is absolutely out of control.
Agreed.
If you if you think that Donald or that Joe Biden is going to get control of it, you are sadly mistaken.
Once again, I agree.
Crime in this country is absolutely out of control. The Democratic Party has shown itself as completely incompetent in running anything. Look at our state as a perfect example of that.
But here, let me stop you again. Let's exchange.
Okay.
The Polis is the governor. When is the last time the Republican Party held the governor's office in Colorado?
Has to be Bill Owen.
There you go. And
again,
it goes back to an argument that I've had with myself about it. That's the fault of the Republican Party. When you get beat in the ring, it's your fault. We were talking about the Buster Douglas fight when he fights Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was emotionally, physically, everything you could conceive of. When he came into the ring in Tokyo, he was looking past Buster Douglas. He was sick. He was a head case, and Buster Douglas beats him. That's the Republican Party. And they keep putting these people up that have no business being in the ring. Now, Polis is the governor. Whose fault's that?
Well, I believe it's the fault of the people of the state.
No.
They're the ones that vote.
Well, I understand that. But when you have a lousy candidate, that's the fighter. That's okay. The guy. I mean,
you know that Mike Rosen saying always was, you should always vote party over person.
Yeah, and Mike and I...
This is a perfect example.
Yeah, we always disagreed about that because voting for Richard Nixon or voting for the Republican Party wasn't going to work. I've seen it the other way, too. I mean, I pick individuals. I look at individual people in terms of the vote, but... I love Mike and respect Mike immensely. It isn't a put down on Mike. We just disagree on that.
Well, I understand. But let's talk about Denver, which is a nonpartisan race.
Yeah.
Whose fault is it that you have this idiot in the mayor's office that is destroying the city?
Remember this. And it's true with San Francisco. It's true with Chicago. Big cities are run by Democrats. I mean, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying to you is there has to be this moment. And if we don't find this moment, the trouble that's awaiting this country, and again, I go back to the model of empires failing and why they fail. Joe Biden, did you watch the other night any of that stuff with the three of them sitting in the big chairs? It's Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Did you see any of that?
I certainly saw the coverage afterwards,
right.
And I saw the photograph and so on. And I agree with Trump. It looked like the Three Stooges up there.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are responsible for Donald Trump. Barack Obama caused this country to elect Donald Trump.
And then
Joe Biden will cause this country to elect him again.
But stop again,
Thank God.
When you read voter behavior, and I'm always intrigued by this, by and large, people vote against someone as opposed to for someone. Now, mind you, there are people that do vote for a candidate, but if you go back and look, and this is why this emergence of these double haters, people disliked Hillary Clinton so much that they voted for Donald Trump. They dislike Trump so much they voted for Joe Biden. Now, I don't want to argue about the bits and pieces of it, but that's basically what happened. And again, somebody said, why do you always say books? Well, because you reference it out, but there's a book entitled Shattered. And I've read the book, and I've had the folks on their show that did it. And what they started out, this book started out, they thought Hillary Clinton would shatter the glass ceiling, and hence the name Shattered. Well, they got to it, and they realized that the things that she was saying, like they took small towns in Indiana and Ohio, and they would go in, and they'd meet these guys who had been lifelong Democrats, and they would say things like, you know, I had a job in my factory went to China, and you know the Walmart closed, and my kids got a meth habit, and, now you're calling me deplorable. I've been your guy for all of these years. I voted for you, and they broke. I've told the story. It was Chuck Bonnewell, myself, and Crowley. We were at the Cleveland Republican convention that brought Donald Trump in. I was blown away. Coal miners. True story. We're walking around, and they had miner hats on. I mean, these guys weren't union officials with a clean hat or beat up hats, and they were coal miners. And I went over and introduced myself. I grew up with kids whose dads were miners, and shook their hands, and we talked. And Hillary, remember, she was going to do away with coal mining. It was going to be this new group. Yeah, and these guys.
Joe Biden's going to do away with oil.
I'm sure.
It's the same pattern over and over again. I was there in Cleveland in 2016.
Well, yeah, really?
I was a Trump delegate in 2016 from Colorado. There were only
you were the one.
Us, but I was there.
You were the one.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, because
and let me tell you something.
Yeah.
They took us to that convention center, which was had fences around it.
Yeah, I was there.
With on buses that had armed police officers carrying machine guns.
Yep.
That's what it was like.
Well, we had Mark Crowley.
So Peter.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you're looking for a seminal moment, it's right now. If this Democratic Party, whoever's their candidate, Joe Biden or whoever else, is elected again, that's the end. It is the end.
It gets back to.
We will not survive another 4 years.
But it gets back to. I understand that you're adamant, but that isn't what the data is showing. And again, this significance of the double hater, I can relate. I totally relate to it.
I think the double hater will, at the end, turn to their own interest and hopefully put away this hate for an individual who has shown his ability to govern this country.
Well, you watch from both sides. Well thought out, man. I was there, and because I saw the Colorado convention take a hike, in spite of what they want to say. We were going to the bathroom.
Well,
my foot. Did you stay?
Let me tell you something. I was on outside the door to the floor because they had called down the alternates.
Yeah.
Because the delegation had walked out. So we were about to go onto the floor to take their place. So when they say, oh, no, we didn't, we were just taking a break, BS.
You're right.
They walked out.
Chuck and I saw that, and the other thing, this is a sidebar for you and I, because we were there. Bonnewell and we were, Mark Crowley and Chuck and I were there. And Chuck said to me, we watched Roger Ailes get perp walked. And, Chuck's one of my dearest friends, and I always go, because my back was, we were back to back inside the broadcast booth. And I never quite believed it. But Roger, I finished this book about, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. They walked Roger Ailes out of that convention. A little Khrushchev looking guy, with these kind of gorillas on both sides. And they walked him out. They perp walked him. And Bonnewell said, "Hey, man, we saw him perp walk out." So all the things that have been talked about that convention, but the highlight for me, and I'll give you a last comment. The highlight for me was meeting those coal miners, and they were legit West Virginia Logan County guys. They were there. So
Peter, all I'll say to you is my last comment is, you have such close friends, Chuck, Dan Kaplis, and others who support Donald Trump. What? Why can't you make that turn? I just hope you can. When it comes time to mark your ballot, I hope you mark it for Donald Trump.
Chuck and I and Danny and I, we disagree about it, but it doesn't stop me from the respect I have for both of them. Believe me. So. Only thing I don't do, I don't play golf. Remember?
neither do Chuck and Dan. I mean, they think they play golf, but they really don't.
What was that moment in The Sopranos? He was Mr. Somebody when they were the cancer doctor that wasn't taking care of Uncle Junior, and Furio and Tony go down in the golf cart, and he introduces Furio as Mr. Somebody, and he talks, he says, stupid effing game, and they hand him the driver. What did they, Mr. Smith, or he gave him another name. But you remember that moment? That's me.
I do. I'm the
who? Mr. Williams. Yeah, right. Mr. Williams. He's stupid again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Take care, man. Be safe. Thanks.
Have a good day. Have a good vacation.
Thank you, man. 303-696-1971. I'm the oldest guy going on spring break. I'll be off next Saturday and the one after that. Do we want to take more calls? What do we do? We can take a break? Okay, do a break. Because I got the radio. I got the rodeo doc next. He's my fave. Let me do this. Calitrin. And you listen to the other guys on the shows, and they talk about Calitrin, and it contains an amino acid. It increases the levels, the serotonin levels, and better quality sleep and weight loss, and safe and natural. It's based in science, 26 years of success. Great side benefits, better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, glowing skin. That doesn't interfere with your regular meds, 100% safe, stimulant-free. 86% success rate with weight loss. Easy. A once a daily dose at bedtime, pills, liquid form. Simple. It's convenient. Medical staff available. They answer your questions. I listen to Billy and Jeff talk about it. Culture, it's good. I mean, the guys say this is working. We're losing weight. You can phone order at 833-TOP-LOSS, 833-TOPLOSS. Or log on to the web and TopLoss, one word, TopLoss.com. But again, it's Calitrin, and you check it out. Back right after this with the calls. Morning, everybody. 65 will be the high today on a Saturday. Tomorrow's Easter Sunday. Chance for rain, snow, 63, and 45 on Monday back to work. As I mentioned, I have the next two Saturdays off. Spring break, 710 KNUS. To the wall, Peter. You always find Trump-hating... President Trump, you're flat-out jealous of President Trump because you ain't a Trump. Brilliant. This is the first Trump show we've done in forever. I mean, I kind of stay away from it. A favorite caller, Rodeo Doctor. Man, you're on a radio show. Saturday, good morning.
Hey, Pete, good morning to you. You know, on the way to Amarillo, he wasn't just hoping for an 8 at the gate. He was looking for a 90-point bull.
Red one. This guy, I mean, legitimately, he's a rodeo doctor, and I love that damned old rodeo as much as he loves me, right? Someday soon.
Don't you know?
Yeah, going with him. When did you start to patch guys up?
Oh, I started in 92, and I've done it every year since. The most I ever worked was 35 rodeos in one year.
Wow. What's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. You know, there's a little rodeo that's about the same as Elizabeth out in California called the Poway Stampede. And it's a lot like the Elizabeth Stampede. And I love both of those rodeos. The rodeo grounds, if you've ever been out to Elizabeth, it's just a delightful setting. You feel special being out there. Same thing with Poway, California. The rodeo ground sets amongst eucalyptus trees.
We gotta go talk private because I had some experiences when those guys would take me. Cheyenne. I had an experience in Cheyenne back when Dodge used to give any world champion got a pickup truck, and I was there when that ended. and who ended it? I mean, I was just the best.
It's the best sport in the world as far as I'm concerned. You don't get better athletes and you don't get better folks, and you sure as hell don't get tougher athletes.
Ooh. Do you watch PBR at all?
I'm sure. You know, I do occasionally. My life is pretty full of patient care and that sort of thing, and so it's a little hard for me to spend much time with the telly. But I called to ask you about Afghanistan. But before I do that, thank you for the Israel book.
Oh, man.
That was hot. That book rocked.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you read Elon Musk's biography?
I did. I called about it this morning on the radio show. Yes, I have.
Yeah. So in the biography, you mentioned this morning the U.S. government has no business in Ukraine. Agreed?
Yes.
And so how would you measure, what would your comment evaluation be of Ukraine calls Elon Musk and he responds? Now, that's a private thing. I get that.
Yeah.
But how do you look at that?
Well, have they asked Musk at all?
Oh, yeah. And if you've read through the biography, there's a part where he talks about his phone call with the Minister of Defense.
Yes.
And Zelensky himself, and they requested Starlink, and Starlink saved their butts. But that was Elon Musk doing something for Ukraine, not the U.S. government.
Well, because I thought...
So how do you look at that?
I thought Musk was, well, in terms of his foreign policy, the issue of the Russian-Ukraine war conflict, it's extremely complex. And there's reason enough. Ukraine isn't geographically Russia, but Ukraine, for America, Doctor, I'm telling you, man, I mean, George Washington never guaranteed Ukraine's security. Vladimir Putin is not Hitler. Russia's not Nazi Germany or Stalin's Soviet Union. There's no genocide. Ukraine is not important geopolitically. I'm sorry. And when it comes as a shock that Kiev's strongest supporters, but Ukraine is not the center of the universe. It's obviously important to those who live there, as well as those with family and friends there. But why the United States, we're playing a role now. We're going back into the Cold War, and you're giving Soviet Union regime this bloody, and it's considered a campaign of, I end with, it's not the Cold War. And
yeah.
Why we're there? And we are there. We have American personnel training now. We're training Ukrainians.
And that's probably been true for a long time. You know how it was in Vietnam, and I was there.
Sure.
But my particular question was your thoughts on a private citizen assisting, literally saving the military communications in the Ukraine in the early days. Later on, he turned it over to the defense department.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to talk about him because that book is so impactful. A fellow, what do you think of his father?
I mean, I almost said something you can't let over.
No, you can't say it. But his father, his father's name is Errol, and
yes.
He put these boys into, they're like gladiator schools in South Africa, and
he was a hard man.
Oh. And then when they're going to reconcile after all of these years, and it's in the book, and Errol Musk has married, God, I don't know how many times, but he marries a woman.
Yeah.
He marries a woman that has a daughter, a young daughter. So now they're going to reconcile years later. He brings her to the lunch. She's pregnant with his kid. It's the stepdaughter.
Actually have two kids together.
Yeah. No. I mean.
Yeah.
And Musk and his brother, must be, they're all, do you think there's that term called being on the spectrum? Do you think that Musk is on the spectrum?
Yeah. You know, as I listen to the description in the book, I have to believe, yes, I've certainly got patients that are like that. And you listen to the words and the description of his brother, and he seems not to be. I thought it was fascinating late in the book that his cousins and his kids were all on board, and they're just as bright.
Yes. And the mom's real beautiful, and and they grew up in South Africa during the time of apartheid when things are coming apart. And I think you're way smart. How many of the variables of those conditions plus, you know, I believe that things go along a certain way until somebody shows up, and things are going along, and then all of a sudden Einstein shows up, or Picasso shows up, or Thomas Jefferson shows up, or Musk shows up. Do you believe that, Doctor, that they change things?
Yep. Musk was one of the favorite things he used in that book, he was described as using, was the term disruptor.
Yes.
All of those people you just mentioned are disruptors.
Yes.
And they changed the course of history, at least over time, and sometimes almost instantaneously. Yeah, it's amazing. But one more time, Pete, what do you think about him being involved with Ukraine and giving them the tools to survive?
It was his choice. In this country, you know, Henry Ford sold trucks, they looked for markets. And by the way, in terms of disruptors or in terms of these, they can be negative too. They can have, you can be a Lenin, you can be a Hitler.
Yes,
it isn't a one way street of gee, things get better.
No, not necessarily at all. Not at all.
Someday,
but I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was interesting that. As they describe Musk's participation in the Starlink thing, that the federal government was paying Boeing and those people millions of dollars, and he was actually donating to the Ukrainians.
When they fire two rockets on that island in the South Pacific, and they fail, and he says, and he gets those guys to do it again, and they don't want to do it, and he has his board, and he just says, and they don't want it, and he fires it the next time, and it worked. He hasn't. One thing I think, I'll give you a last comment. He's got incredible luck.
You have to suspect that he's got an incredible intuitive as well.
Yes,
and of course that can lead to taking advantage of amazing luck.
Yeah, and I always think there's this moment with certain people that they are willing to take all the chips and push them in the middle.
Yep.
And he's that.
And those are the ones that are disruptors.
We got to meet. Take care, Doc. Thank you.
I would love to do that. God bless. Have a blessed Easter.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. All right, everybody. Gear up for spring. Arvada Army Navy Surplus. Love the place. Kenny and I, we rode motorcycles out there, been serving customers in Old Town Arvada since 1984. Great spring deals going on right now. Check out the new inventory of men's and women's sandals and flip-flops from Reef and Chacos and Teva and from Soft. Get, again, great prices on 1-, 2-, and 4-man links, backpacking tents from Alps Mountaineering. They have great deals on 0-degree mummy sleeping bags, $65. 20-degree sleeping bags for $60 from Ledge Outdoor. Stephen and the staff. I mean, this is the best group of people. They're just there and they're knowledgeable. And they'll assist you in finding all the gear you need for your next spring adventure. Store has many cool things to check out. You'll never want to leave once you step foot in Arvada Army Navy Surplus. Historical military gear is on the wall. Stop by and see them. Old Town Arvada. Check them out. ArvadaSurplus.com. It's ArvadaSurplus.com. It's an afternoon of fun and saving deals. 303-696-1971. Lou, where are we? We're rolling? All right. Lou says take another break. He is the man, 710 KNUS. I'm off for the next two Saturdays. I'm Peter Boyles. This is 710 KNUS. A line's open. Tomorrow's Easter. 710 KNUS, the double haters. Can't take either one of them. Saturday weather, 65. Tomorrow, Sunday, 63. Maybe rainy in the afternoon. Rain and snow on Monday. I'm again off next Saturday and Saturday after that, spring break, 710 KNUS. Thanks for being here. And we talk to guys, and generally we talk about, again, medicine, and now these treatments that people talk about for erectile dysfunction and other guys' sex health issues. And it's about loving somebody, and the one you love is the light of your life, and most guys, you want to do whatever you can to nurture that and make it work. And if you're suffering from ED, you know that impacts the condition likely to have on you and on your partner. Legit. Homeboys do this, right? Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic served the Front Range of Colorado for nearly a decade, successfully treating tens of thousands of guys. Please schedule a consultation at Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic today. Initial visit is $99, includes a medical consultation with, and I know these guys, licensed medical providers, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, you get the test dose, and the test dose doesn't work, then it's a gimme. Your visit's free. Five locations in Colorado you can't miss: Fort Collins in North Denver and Central Denver and Castle Rock in Colorado Springs. Stop dealing with lack of confidence that ED brings. Call them 720-440-7900, 720-440-7900, 720-440-7900, or Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, one word, rockymountainmensclinic.com. 710 KNUS, let's go back to the phones with a line open. Start with Jay in Castle Rock. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I was watching the little videos that came from the Joe Biden fundraiser, and Obama, you know, took a ride with him in Air Force One up to their fundraiser, and they came out of the little short steps at the bottom of the plane.
Oh, yeah.
A plane like that. It's actually the cargo bay. So they're climbing down from the opulent Air Force One and then down some ladders and things and steps to get to the cargo bay so Joe doesn't fall on his face as he comes out of the airplane.
Exactly right.
Isn't that funny?
No, I saw that. Did you watch them on stage together?
I did for a while, but then I had to go and curl in the bathroom. So, yeah, a little bit.
But he wanted to play golf. He wanted to play golf with Trump, and he said he'd give him three strokes if Trump carried his own bag. Did you see that line?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Anyhow, no. I mean, it's like
funny. That and funny.
That was it. But that was what's called a united front, is what that was. They what did they raise? $25 million.
It's unbelievable. What's interesting is the Palestinian protesters way in the back had video that they published where they were protesting. The three of them sitting in their chairs in that theater, and from the back of that theater, which is a big theater, it looks like there's hardly anybody in the back. You know, all the big money people are up front.
Oh, sure.
So it wasn't as heavily attended as they say, but of course the tried and true Democrat funders were up front, you know, laying out checks, 50,000 and more.
That was, I mean, and like looking at it objectively, that was a hell of a good night for $25 million.
Oh, for him. Yeah. Especially when usually people don't show up to see him at all. The last get together he had somewhere there, one of the at true media people counted 21 people there. They're mostly press.
Well, he, once again, it gets down to this, you know, Trump's ability to pull people out and give these rallies. And I think a decision, I believe I know it, but a decision was made. Keep Joe's head down, you know, and one of the things that I talk about or I think about is, let's assume that those are the two nominees. What kind of a debate is that going to be? A series of debates. And I think that the handlers of Joe Biden will say no debate.
No, there'd never be one. He wouldn't stand up against anyone, especially Trump, and just tear him apart. And, you know, now the left is trying to say that Trump has issues with memory and physical, this and that. And they're just trying to, well, the other guy's just as bad.
Yeah, deflect. Yeah, sure, it's deflection.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like. It's like, don't kid yourself. Oh, no, I do. And, you know, whether you're skiing or riding the motorcycles or, you know, whatever you're doing, man, I love that. Was it Toby Keith's song about about as good as I once was, you know. And yeah. And it's true. I mean, it's for real true. And so, and yeah, I look at Joe. Come on, Joe. I mean, and he has not, best of my knowledge, held one state dinner.
No.
You know, the white tie Saturday night. I mean, he doesn't hold press conferences. The people yell stuff at him, and he turns around occasionally and answers it. That's a press conference. Yeah. So,
well, they keep the propellers running on their Marine One so yeah. that they can't talk back.
But
you were talking about Elon Musk.
Musk.
I don't mean to interrupt you. But
no.
Isn't it amazing that Elon Musk and Arnold Schwarzenegger are two legal aliens, legal to this country, mm-hmm. and so successful? Isn't that just amazing?
Well, they come, and there's something Asians that, and you know, have to be cautious here because someone would get upset, but they call them the new Jews. That
sure.
when the Jews came out, not the the, you know, the Kaufmans, and but when those guys came out of the worst of the ghettos and they came to this country, and their kids became lawyers and their kids became doctors, and their right. children became, you know, the intelligentsia. And you know, when you read the history, when Jews come to the United States, not the first waves, but when the people came out of Poland and people came out of Ukraine, Romania, and the first generation, and it's historically accurate that they wanted their kids to be Americans.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
and
way back in the LA riot time when the first happened, and that was the horrible time that they pulled Reginald Denny out of his truck and
yep.
did what they did to him. The Korean and Asian groups that had taken that area over were on their roofs with ARs
that's
and AKs,
that's right.
taking care of their businesses.
They hired people. And, that's right.
That's right. They hired shooters. Strong. Actually, you know, if you go off federal, because you go over there for some great Vietnamese mm-hmm. Food, they have really cleaned up federal from Santa Fe or Hamden all the way up to Alameda, because they're running the show. It's pretty much all Asian restaurants and businesses, and there's not a lot of crime on federal, which used to be very serious. But
well, the Chinese,
the
Maoist tonight just did a column about the Opium Wars, and the British, and with help of the Americans, FDR's grandfather, the Delano fortune, comes from the opium trade. We collectively addicted, and there was the fall of the dynasties, and you know, the rise of the Boxer Rebellion, and everything took place there with the Opium Wars. And when the Maoists come in, and there's all books about how they treated and what they did, and they had what was called the barefoot doctors, but they would go in these villages and they would find guys addicted, you know, the opium smokers. And they said, "We'll be back. And when we come back, you're still doing this, we're going to kill you." And when they got back the second time, there was people that they killed. But they got rid of the drug problem.
But they sent it right over here in fentanyl.
Oh, it's not. It's I say that. It is not lost on them. I would suspect if you walked around the city and asked people about the opium wars, they couldn't tell you what it was. But they'll. It's not lost on the Chinese, and there was a Mandarin class, and I wrote this in the column, that the Mandarin class that ran China under the emperor and under the empress, and we have a Mandarin class here.
Well, remember the real tall Chinese athlete that played basketball
yes.
for Denver for a while?
Yes.
Well, there's a whole, if you go over into that region, the Mandarin class are really superhumans. They're kind of that royalty of China. And there's these, you know, 6'1" Mandarin princes running around.
Mm-hmm.
They're all tall, and they're all bred from a specific core. And it's fascinating. And they're all Mandarin.
The Mandarins were a class of people. They
mm-hmm.
were the wealthy.
Right.
And, for instance, in Southeast Asia, after the American troops left and got out, then the Mandarins addicted their own guys.
Yeah.
And where did they bank? They banked in L.A. Or they banked in Hong Kong, or they banked in Macau, and they put all the dope money they could get their hands on, and they knew the inevitability was there. That was sad, brutal. What do you do for real? You have a smart call. What do you do?
Well, I used to be a telecommunications exec at Peterson Art Space Command and all over the country and all over the world. So I'm a contractor. I've always been a contractor since 81. And we started in the Reagan first wave, which was fascinating. And a lot of the people that were not on the planet at that time need to know how really bad it was when Carter was president. 21% interest.
Yep.
People were eating soup, you know, from a used can out of the trash. It was awful.
But remember what Carter caught. Carter caught everything that was done by Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon.
Right. That's right.
And I was around Jimmy Carter twice, and he was a very decent man. I mean, he was in over his head, and there's a case of people that disliked, and I think Gerald Ford was really a good man, and they voted against Gerald Ford because of Nixon.
Yeah, that's it.
Great call. Well thought out, Jake.
Good. We'll get out on the bike soon, and I want you to ride that 42 flathead tank shifter of mine, that Indian that you've sat on a few times,
you know, at
MC1. But it's just like a bicycle. You know that only weighs 227 pounds.
With a full tank of gas, right?
Yeah. How many veterans have rode that thing in the war? And it was... It either served at the Battle of the Bulge or Normandy. Those are the two places where the WLA went to.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing this up because I'm watching all this stuff online that Steve McQueen's birthday was the 24th of March and, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm just very intrigued. Going back to what I did is I've always been in the communications business. I've always been a contractor, government contractor. And now I really worry about, like, what you guys are talking about, and us funding wars that we shouldn't be in. And, you know, what's interesting is Haiti's on fire, but nobody talks a word about that.
No.
They don't care.
One of the issues with Haiti is there's no raw material. There's nothing to steal.
Napoleon was right when he named it, you know?
Yeah, no. And
he gave it its name.
And everybody went and got... That's how we got the Louisiana Purchase. Did you ever read that? Where Napoleon...
No.
Napoleon is in, and there's a slave rebellion in Haiti. And so Napoleon sends his crack troops to Haiti. Well, they all get sick with malaria and they die. And so now Napoleon needs money to raise an army. Goes to Jefferson and they sell Louisiana. It's a disease caused it to happen. It's fabulous. And not because of the French, but the French soldiers die. And now Napoleon's got a hole in his hat. He goes to Jefferson. They arrange the purchase. It's because of the French army dying in Haiti. It's just an incredible story. And that's how we got the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, check it out.
That's
fascinating. Well, have a good time
you
on
too,
your
bro.
Bike this weekend and all that.
I promise.
See you soon, I hope.
Thanks. Promise. 303-696-1971. We're coming up on time. And we talked about Calitrin and tell you again. It contains an amino acid called glycine, and the guys are taking it. Morning Show guys are taking it. Safe and natural. It's science-based, 26 years of success. The great side benefits of better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and beautiful skin doesn't interfere with your regular meds. And I listened to Jeff and Billy Taken, and they're talking about 100% safe, stimulant-free, 86% success rate in weight loss. Easy, once daily dose at bedtime, pills or liquid form. Medical staff is available to answer your questions. The phone orders 833-TOP-LOSS, 833-TOP-LOSS. Log on to toploss.com, but 833-TOP-LOSS. Make a great difference. It's toploss.com. What do we got? 30 seconds. It was a great show. Jam lines the whole time, and again, there are people, and I think I'm one of them, and it says, you know, a curse on both of you. So we will see. The boys will be back here Monday morning. I got actually two Saturdays off. I'm going to see family and friends in Florida. get out of here. Get some sand in my shoes. Thanks, Lou Gonzalez, for a great job. 20 seconds, he's telling me. So anyhow, that was the truth. And the guy said, really, what happened? Yeah, that Napoleon sent his army to put down the slave revolt. And all the soldiers died, and they needed money. And so they went to Jefferson, and that is the Louisiana Purchase. And once again, disease changes the course of history. Now we're ready to go. It's a happy Easter, everybody. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.